Yes, 5 minutes past 12, and hi, everybody. This is Ernie Martz, your musical host, with music on record till 1 this morning, a time when we kind of hit the breeze with ease and put that accent on music. The King Nat Cole stepping out of the vocal spotlight for just a moment and back to the keyboard, fashioned just one of those things. The Nelson Riddle Orchestra backing him very nicely. Very definitely putting the accent on music as our music on record goes till 1 o'clock this morning. Maybe some of you heard Gordon Eaton's fine salute to Perry Como earlier yesterday, or we might say today. Gordy saluted Perry's birthday. I don't know how old he is, but he's been singing some real nice tunes. Perry Como, the guy who gave up the tonsorial art for the tonsil art. The old master barber sings now in the still of the night. The Mitchell Ayers Orchestra, the Ray Charles Singers, Perry Como, and In the Still of the Night. And picking tonight's music for the accent on music, we had two records up by the Cordettes. We wanted to play both, but time wouldn't permit, so we picked one of the two. Our first choice, at first, was the Doodle Sock song. You may remember, kind of a cute one. But we kind of gave way to a brand new record by the Cordettes with a Western flavor, the Archie Blyer Orchestra, Born to Be With You.
Born to be with you.
Like that record? That's a brand new one by the Cordettes, Born to Be With You. You heard it on the Accent on Music show, Monday through Friday. We're here from 12:05 till 1 with music on record. Who was voted the best arranger of the year for 5 consecutive years? That's quite a title. Well, it was Pete Rugolo. And here's a bit of Rugolomania entitled Laura. Pete Rugolo's band and Laura. Up next is Francis Albert. Frank Sinatra sings a tune that we think will sell a couple anyway. How Little We Know.
How little we know. How little we know. How little we know. How little we know.
Frank Sinatra with a brand new record called How Little We Know. Maybe you've seen Gary Moore on television. Gary, the very talented fellow who, well, I guess he sings, dances, and plays drums. He likes music, too. In fact, he's got an LP called My Kind of Music. Two in a row from an album called My Kind of Music. Gary Moore puts his signature on that one. we heard You Took Advantage of Me, while Bill Davidson featured with Percy Faith in the orchestra. Before that, The Carry Dancers, kind of a light and happy type tune, by George Barnes at the guitar. 12:30 now, and our music goes till 1 o'clock on record from WCCO, St. Paul, Minneapolis, for 31 years good neighbor to our great Northwest. For Minneapolis and St. Paul, generally fair and a little cooler Saturday, becoming partly cloudy, little change in temperature Saturday night. Sunday, partly cloudy and a little warmer, winds northerly 10 to 15 miles per hour. The high Saturday, that's today, 70, the low Saturday night, 45 to 50, and the high Sunday, 75. Right now in the Twin Cities, it's 55 degrees, winds from the north at 12 miles an hour. In the next half hour of records, we'll hear from Stan Kenton, Jerry Southern, the George Shearing Quintet, Bob Manning, Lionel Hampton, and maybe Harry Belafonte. Kind of an interesting lineup of music on record. You've heard of the Four Freshmen, haven't you? Well, if you have, you know that they're a great outfit. But I'll let you in on a little secret. From what I've heard, they listen to one group, another vocal group, mind you, from which they perhaps enhance their styling a little bit. And that one vocal group are the Hi-Lows. That's two in a row by the Hi-Lows. We heard Stars Fell in Alabama, and it's nice work if you can get it. A real vocal blend. From an album called The Hi-Lows, I Presume. And we presumed you like that record, as well as the one coming up right now. A Sketch on a Standard by the Stan Kenton Band. A Small Hotel by the Stan Kenton Band, bringing our time around about 22 minutes before one. It's music on record as we're putting the accent on music from WCCO. For many, many years, good neighbor to our great Northwest. Let's be a good neighbor as we move along now and call upon a gal from Royal, Nebraska. Yes, sir, Royal, Nebraska. Jerry Southern on piano, Cliff Hills bass, Lloyd Morales drums and bongos. Jerry Southern sings, Let's Fall in Love. And so we're hearing a portion of Memories of You. We heard Easy to Love and Moonglow by the Lionel Hampton Sextet. This has been Ernie Martz, your host with Music on Record till 1 with the accent on music, and your invitation to join us again Monday night when once again we put the accent on music. Music on record from WCCO, St. Paul, Minneapolis. 1 o'clock and time for a five-minute summary of late news prepared in the WCCO News Bureau. Adlai Stevenson has taken a slight early lead in his write-in battle with Senator Kefauver in the Oregon Democratic presidential primary. The Senate has passed the new farm bill, and Senate leaders expect the House to accept Senate changes in the measure. Defense Secretary Wilson says this country intends to maintain its present military strength for years to come. And Soviet Communist Party Secretary Khrushchev says the United States was told last month that Russia would trim its armed forces. In news of the Northwest tonight, Minnesota's traffic death toll has spurted again. An Eveleth man was killed and five other persons injured, two reported critically, in the collision of two cars on the Tower-Ely Highway 7 rather highway 7 miles north of Virginia last night. St. Louis Deputy Coroner Dr. J. Arnold Malmstrom identified the victim as 35-year-old Eli Colare. The injured were not immediately identified. They were taken to Virginia in 2 ambulances. Colare's death carried the state's traffic toll to 140, compared with 175 a year ago. Earlier, 34-year-old Robert J. Madden of St. Paul was killed when his car crashed head-on with a truck on State 52 near Pine Bend. The truck driver was not injured. Previously reported were the deaths of 67-year-old Herbert Fall of Minneapolis and 35-year-old Raymond Chadwell of Lamberton. Selling beer to one of 5 minors involved in a car accident that took 3 lives will cost James Shelley of St. Francis in Anoka County 90 days in jail. That's the sentence he got in court at Anoka after pleading guilty to the charge. Mrs. Mildred Dietz of Mankato is the new Grand Matron, and E. William Brander, the new Grand Patron of the Minnesota Order of Eastern Star. They were elected to the post at the chapter's closing session in St. Paul. Thousands are expected to throng the streets of Albert Lea this afternoon for the parade which precedes the finals of the Miss Minnesota contest tonight. 26 curvaceous beauties are competing for the title. 30-year-old Arthur Anselmo of Hibbing has been named by Governor Freeman to fill out the unexpired term of Duluth probate judge Ben P. Constantine. Constantine earlier this week was convicted on a grand larceny charge. Anselmo was admitted to the bar in 1951. Senator Hubert Humphreys says the Post Office Department has recommended that a new post office be built at Moorhead, Minnesota. He adds the department has asked the General Services Administration to submit a request to the Budget Bureau for authority to construct the building. In sports, St. Paul pulled out a 5-game American Association losing streak at the expense of Minneapolis last night. The Saints won the first intercity conquest of the season by a score of 8-4. In other association games, Indianapolis walked over Louisville 24-0. Wichita beat Charleston 4-2. Omaha dumped Denver 4-1. St. Cloud cut a full game off Aberdeen's Northern League lead by beating the Pheasants 4-0 last night. Eau Claire whipped Winnipeg 5-2. Wausau beat Grand Forks 4-2 in 10 innings, and Duluth Superior edged Fargo-Moorhead 6-3 in other polar games. And the University of Minnesota continued its winning ways by defeating Michigan State in Minneapolis 7-3. The Gophers drummed up 3 more home runs to aid their victory. Mankato is wearing its 8th straight Minnesota Teachers College track title today. Mankato collected 94.5 points to 35.5 for its nearest competitor, Bemidji. Lee Lowen set 3 new records as he wound up his track career for Mankato, except for out-of-state meets. Other college baseball scores included St. Mary's 3, Hamlin nothing. The weather for Minnesota, generally fair, a little cooler west, cooler east Saturday, becoming partly cloudy and not so cool west. Little change in temperature east Saturday night. Sunday partly cloudy and a little warmer. For Minneapolis and St. Paul, generally fair and a little cooler Saturday, becoming partly cloudy. Little change in temperature Saturday night. Sunday partly cloudy and a little warmer. Winds northerly 10 to 15 miles per hour, with the high Saturday today 70, the low Saturday night 45 to 50, and the high Sunday 75. In the Twin Cities, it's now 53 degrees. Winds from the north at 13 miles per hour. That's a 5-minute summary of late news prepared in the WCCO News Bureau. Ernie Martz reporting. And this concludes the entire day's broadcast from WCCO Radio Studios in St. Paul and Minneapolis. Transmitter at Anoka, Minnesota. WCCO is owned by Midwest Radio Television Incorporated. We're signing off at exactly 5 minutes past 1 Central Standard Time. Good night, everyone.